Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Eagles getting ready, of course, for Monday night's game at the Indianapolis Colts. Prime time football for the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of questions about this team, Chris.
Certainly, you look at the offensive line. Who's going to start at right tackle? Who's going to be in there at left guard? Andrew Gardner's been working in at right tackle. And yes, Dennis Kelly's been a left guard. He hasn't started a game since the 2012 season. But if they can solidify that offensive line and give Nick Foles and LeSean McCoy plenty to work with, it'll definitely be something to watch going against a very good Colts team with a lot of praise going to their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is the real deal. Eagles defense knows it has a lot to contend with on Monday night. We'll talk to a key member of the Eagles defense a little later on. First and foremost, let's send you out to the practice field. Bo Wolf with his news update.
Thanks, guys. And Chip Kelly talked today about the challenge presented by the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night, especially from quarterback Andrew Luck, who Chip Kelly says is one of the best young quarterbacks in this league. He says he is the real deal. Of course, Chip Kelly very familiar with Andrew Luck from their mutual time in the Pac-10 or Pac-12, whichever one it was back then. He also talked about the offensive line. Of course, many moving parts here for the Eagles right now. It looks right now like it'll be Andrew Gardner at right tackle and Dennis Kelly at left guard. And that means, because both of those guys were here in the summer, that the Eagles can still play at their tempo.
Depends on if anybody else gets hurt. But I think, obviously, if the guys plugged in are the guys that have been here for a while, they can handle it. It didn't affect us on in the second half against Jacksonville, because David and Andrew handled it really well. So Dennis can handle it. Andrew can handle it. You know, if Wade were in there, I think maybe we'd have to kind of figure that out. But that's what these next 4 days of training is. Everything's good. He's 6'4". He's 235 pounds. He's the smartest guy you're going to go against. He can make every throw in the book, and he also runs 4.65. So I think what separates Andrew from a lot of other great quarterbacks is that he has the ability to extend plays, not only in just staying in the pocket, but he can hurt you running the football.
Two of the stars of the Eagles offense also talked after practice, running back LeSean McCoy and wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, who had that great long touchdown in his first game back from the torn ACL against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both of these guys say beware of the Colts defense. They have a lot of weapons.
They got some players. You know, they're a solid group. They're big up front. You know, they play well against the run. I think a good matchup. I mean, obviously, they have a pretty good offense where it takes a lot of pressure off the defense. You know, and I think it'll be a shootout. I really do. I think if we kind of get them guys moving a little bit, tire them out, you know, get some plays in the air and then on the ground, I think it'll be a good game. You know, but they get a lot of credit on defense. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I think the Colts are a little more man-to-man coverage team. So it'll be good for us to get tested at the line of scrimmage, make some plays. So I'm excited about that.
Now, one of the areas where the Colts defense was exploited in week one against the Denver Broncos was at tight end, where Julius Thomas had over 100 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. And that might mean we'll see a big night coming for Zach Ertz.
I hope so. I mean, it's going to be based on what they're seeing, the coaches are seeing. I feel like hopefully I'll be able to get open against these guys. I'm confident in my abilities to get open against these guys. But at the end of the day, I got to go out there and make some plays.
That is your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.
The Eagles scored 34 points in the second half of Sunday's win over Jacksonville. The last touchdown being scored by an unlikely player, Dave.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox really doing a nice job cleaning up what Trent Cole started, that strip sack against Chad Henne. And we talked to Fletcher Cox when we returned to Eagles 360, a defensive lineman coming to his own in the second year in Bill Davis's defense.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. you might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future. But you will.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. On the road. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
We welcome you into the studio here at our Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you, along with Fletcher Cox. And we're disappointed in Fletcher Cox today because on Sunday afternoon, he had a chance to make some history. He gets the fumble. He gets into the end zone, a moment that we all dream about. But what's he do? Nothing. Nothing. What's the matter with you, Fletch? No Lincoln Financial leap. No dunking over the goal. Could you dunk over the goalpost?
Yeah, but I'm trying to keep him out of my pockets.
What was the feeling like now that you've had a few days to reflect on it?
It was a dream come true. I mean, I scored at the high school level. I almost scored in the college level, but I scored on the professional level, so it felt really good.
Fletcher was a great exclamation point for the defense. Tremendous performance against Jacksonville. Really put it together for 60 minutes. Your thoughts on the defense then, and then the defense now as you get ready for Indianapolis?
Well, we want to take it day by day now. We played that game last week. They got ahead of us, 17 points. We were down 17 at the half. The mindset was to keep them at 17 points. And I think we came out, played the defense that was called, and we finished the game with a W.
How do you feel about this right now, as we speak here on this Thursday afternoon, about, you know, the confidence you build from that game, and then you got a huge challenge on Monday?
Well, you take that confidence from last week on into this week, and today we're taking it day by day. We want to take it up until Monday. Come out every day and work, and just get ready for Indy.
Your performance on Sunday, a lot of people taking notice of how you played. I know that people got on your case a little bit in the preseason. I'm sure you don't pay too much attention to that, but I know nobody likes to get criticized. Did you have it in the back of your mind at all?
Nah, I mean, I don't have it. I mean, it was the preseason. Mm-hmm. Most I played maybe 13 snaps, and I don't think you'd be a Pro Bowler with 13 snaps. And, I mean, of course I read it. Once you see it, you're going to read it because it's hard not to. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just look at the people that's talking about you because praise and blame is all the same. That's how I look at it.
And as long as the coaches like what you're doing. Now, let's talk about your level of comfort year two of the defense. Is it a noticeable difference? Do you feel like you're at home now in this defense?
Yeah. Second year in the defense, I mean, I'm not comfortable. I know I still can improve in a lot of things. But I know I'm where coach kind of wants me to be, being a defensive end in a 3-4 defense. A lot of more responsibilities, I would say.
Okay. And you got Andrew Luck on Monday night. He's a big man. He's a fast man. He's a smart quarterback. He gets rid of the football. Your opinions of what you see from number 12?
Well, my thing is we want to hit him early, get him shaken up early. And later on in the game, he'll be shaken up. He'll remember those hits that came from early in the game, first and second quarter. He'll remember those hits and give him to move around a little bit. And the main thing is to go in and stop the run and make him beat us throwing the ball.
Fletch, it's a Monday night game, and I guess, you know, for most players, it's still special to go out national television. How about for you?
I look at it as another game, but it is Monday night. Everybody in the country will be watching that game, and I'll be excited to go out and play. But my main thing is to stay focused, stay calm, and do what I'm coached to do.
What is the scene in Wazoo? Do you know what the people, what your friends and family are going to be doing?
Well, everybody will be watching the game, I know for sure. I know my family will be watching. You know, everybody that's home, that the whole Yazoo City will be watching the game.
Yeah, and Yazoo, nobody's – did I say Wazoo? I meant Yazoo.
It's
nobody's,
Yazoo.
It's Yazoo, yeah. I know that, too. but I know that when you're thinking about that it's just a football game. Is there a – getting used to being a 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or late night game, does it take the preseason? You go back to what you did in the preseason and say, all right, I'm going to follow my ritual during that preseason games when they were night and get ready and peak at 8:30 on Monday night?
Yeah, the hardest thing is just sitting around the hotel all day for those night games.
Yeah.
What different was the 1 o'clock games? You get up, get breakfast, and you basically come right to the stadium and get ready to play the game.
Can the coaches keep you busy during the day? Can they keep your mind going, or do you lay in your hotel room and do
nothing? Well, I lay in my room, staff my feet, and I catch the first bus to the hotel. I mean, to the stadium, and then just from there, just take it from there, is getting game mode.
All right. Well, Yazoo City, be ready for a big one on Monday night. Fletcher Cox is going to be on your TV set all game long. And if you score again, I want to see something.
I got you, Dave.
All right?
I got you.
A spike, a snow angel, something. Get fined.
It'll be special. It'll be special.
Right. I'm taking that as a promise.
It's as a promise. Right. It'll
Fletcher
be special.
Cox. Thanks, man. Congratulations on a great start to the season. Many more to come. Fletcher Cox in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
You could win a pair of tickets to Sidney Amoroso's Baking Company Suite for the Eagles versus Carolina game at Lincoln Financial Field on Monday, November 10th. All you have to do is PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite to enter for your chance to win Amoroso's Why Philly Sandwiches Are World Famous. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, the Eagles looking at some spare parts, if you will, on the roster to step up and make some plays. And one of those players, Chris, defensive lineman Brandon Bear, an older kind of young veteran in the NFL who's made an impact very early.
Yes, he has. He's waited his time to make his NFL debut, bounce around between Kansas City and Oakland before getting on the field Sunday against Jacksonville, had a tackle and a blocked field goal, and was a big part of the Eagles' stout run defense. From our Eagles game plan show, Rob Ellis and Mike Quick do their quote-unquote rookie progress report on Brandon Bear.
All right, Brandon Bear may not be a rookie, not exactly a youngster, 29 years old, but relatively inexperienced in the NFL. Had a big game on Sunday, made some nice plays.
You know, a rookie at 29 years old, uncommon in the National Football League, but he doesn't play like a rookie. Watch this play. He's able to take on the center and the guard, ride them down the line of scrimmage, and then shed the block and make the stop. Outstanding job by the rookie, quote-unquote, tackle.
Nice little hip check there to take care of the tailback.
But that's just outstanding play. You give the running back nowhere to go, and then you end up making the stop. Here again, Brandon Bear, they're all bunched in right here to try and get a hand on the kick. So Bear, along with Benny Logan, Trent Cole, they do an outstanding job of getting a push on that line of scrimmage, and Bear's long enough, tall enough, gets a hand on the football, and that was a big point in the football game.
Yeah, it's 17-0 there. They go up 20-0. You know, who knows what happens after that. So, yeah, kind of overlooked maybe with the comeback, but that's a big play right there.
Rob, an uncommon rookie, a guy who's going to be 30 years old this year. All preseason long, this guy showed up. He's going to be a big part of this defense going forward.
Thanks very much, Rob. Thanks very much, Mike. The Eagles, obviously, Chris, are counting on a lot of players on this roster to step up, not only on Monday night against the Colts, but these next several weeks with some injuries. Now, the offensive line picture, Andrew Gardner. Who is he? We know Dennis Kelly, but Andrew Gardner and some of these young linemen, they better step up and make some plays.
Certainly, Gardner played in Houston for 4 years before signing with the Eagles. He played in 8 NFL games airing this season. It was his 9th NFL contest when he had to play both left guard and right tackle in the win over Jacksonville. But this could possibly be his first NFL start, so it'll be very interesting to see if he can hold down that right tackle position until Lane Johnson comes back in 3 weeks from the suspension.
Yeah, and Dennis Kelly, at this point, looks like he'll have an opportunity, at least in practice, to take the first team reps the rest of the week. And Dennis Kelly has gotten some experience as an Eagles lineman, first at tackle, now as a guard. The Eagles want him to be physical against a big, strong Indianapolis Colts front. So if he is the starter there, or if Wade Smith steps in, the newly acquired Wade Smith, certainly the Eagles want a physical, athletic presence at the guard position, Chris. And on the offensive line, those are two players who are key. On defense, some of the players that I'm looking at, how about Casey Matthews?
Yes.
Casey Matthews is going to be counted on to be a big part of this team on special teams and as a reserve inside linebacker. We all remember Casey back in 2010. The rookie stepped right into the starting lineup, had some tough times there, but continues to hang around, continues to help this team.
Yeah, quality special teams player. Didn't get any defensive snaps in the win over Jacksonville, but he has to be at the ready because, look, all the work on Sunday went to D'Amico Ryans, who had 71 snaps. Michael Kendricks had all 73 snaps there at the other inside linebacker position. Both players had over 10 tackles, but can you count on that? If somebody needs a break, you're going to need someone to step in, and you'll have Casey Matthews. And also, don't forget about Emmanuel Acho, who has experience in the defense. He's played for a couple of years with Bill Davis, going back to his time in Cleveland. He was promoted from the practice squad, so he's someone who can step in as well.
And somebody I'm looking forward to seeing on the field. We hope that he is healthy for Monday night. He's gone through practice the first couple of days of the week here. How about running back Chris Polk? Inactive for game number one against Jacksonville. Did not play in the preseason. The Eagles looking for depth at the running back position. Can they afford to go with Shady McCoy for 21 carries each week and Darren Sproles for 11 carries every week? You need that third piece. Chris Polk very well could be that piece. He's on the roster. They love what he can do when healthy.
Yes, indeed. Someone that you definitely need to count on, especially there with McCoy and Sproles. So now coming up next on Eagles 360, we're going to go behind enemy lines and welcome in Mike Chappell, a longtime columnist and writer for the Indianapolis Star, now does television work for this ABC affiliate in Indy. He's going to come up and tell us why the Colts are so fortunate to have won Andrew Luck.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Great rates for great rides. Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
For this week's Behind Enemy Lines, we bring in Mike Chappell, the Dean of Colts Reporting. He was formerly with the Indianapolis Star. Now he's with RTV6, the ABC affiliate there in Indianapolis. Mike, sort of like we saw here in Philadelphia, Andrew Luck had a tough first half last week against the Broncos, rallied in the second half. What makes Luck so tough to contain, especially in the second half of games, as you go back to that playoff win over the Chiefs last season?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's just that it factor that some quarterbacks have and some don't. They're just never out of a game. Now, sometimes they're in trailing or whatever because of something that maybe he does, which sort of is the case of a lot of quarterbacks. But he's just got that ability to never give up, find a way. He's tough to bring down the pocket. He's that it factor with the winner type of thing. And as long as he's on the field, again, it was as bad as they looked in the first half, with 2 minutes to play, they've got the ball, and a lot of us thought they were going to push this game into overtime.
So, Mike, we know about the plethora of weapons at the skill position players, especially on the outside, but at running back, are there concerns whether Trent Richardson and Ahmad Bradshaw will be enough to kind of take some of the heat off of Andrew?
Well, if there's a concern, it's will the line give them time and room to run? I think these two guys will be fine. I thought Bradshaw ran hard. He's a contact runner, but he's good out of the backfield. He's great in pass protection. And Trent Richardson just needs carries. He had 6 carries against Denver, and I don't care how many running backs you're talking about. 6 carries is not a decent enough sample size to get anything done. So I'm fine with the running backs. I need to see if the offensive line, which still is a work in progress, can give both the running game and the quarterback time to do what they need to do.
Mike, how amazing is Reggie Wayne coming back from the knee injury? He's been in the league since 2001, was a first-round pick. Are even you amazed by the job that Wayne has done in his comeback from the knee injury?
I'd say no, because I've been around him since he's been here. But yes, on the fact that, you know, less than a year ago, he crumples on the field against Denver, and you're wondering, you know, he's 35. Normally, guys, even without injuries, start tailing off at 35. But this guy's one of those. I put him and Edgerrin James in the same category. They're just freaks. It must be a University of Miami thing, because they just defy what you should be doing. And for Reggie, well, he had 9 catches for 98 yards. Probably interfered with on the fourth down play at the end of the game. But it's just like, okay, he's back. And if no one had known he had the knee injury last year and watched the game, they'd say, okay, that's a pretty good player. Well, you know, he didn't play like a guy that had his knee reconstructed. So pretty amazing. And he's the glue to that offense. He's the 3rd-and-7 guy. He's the guy when you've got to have a completion, he's the guy you look for. And it's hard to overstate the value of Reggie Wayne in that offense.
Mike, let's transition to the defensive side of the ball. Chuck Pagano, certainly a defensive mastermind. What has he been able to do to generate a pass rush, especially in light of the loss of Robert Mathis?
So far he hasn't. They had one sack of Manning, which, in all fairness, it's not right to judge a pass rush on how it does against Manning, because he just gets rid of the ball. All you can really hope to do with him is to kind of move him around, but one sack, a few hits. So that the biggest concern with this defense, with this team, is how do you compensate for not having Robert Mathis? It's one thing to say, well, for 4 games we'll be without him, then we'll be all right. But now he's gone, so I don't know. You know, Bjarne Werner, last year's first-round pick, has to really step up. Eric Walden, people like that, and maybe Josh McNary, guys that people don't know about. You know, they got some blitzing from last year from Jarrell Freeman. But that's the biggest question, because I like the other parts of the defense. I like the front 7, except for the pass rush. I like the secondary. I think it would be fine. But if you haven't got a pass rush, it just exposes your secondary. So I don't know. That's going to be a good question, because they're going to face some good quarterbacks, including one coming up Monday night. So we'll see. That was the biggest question going in, with the idea that it was only going to be for 4 games, and now it's for the entire season. And it's not like you can go out there right now and get you a stud pass rusher. You know, they're not out there. Guys that are out there now are out there for a reason: too old, too expensive, too hurt, whatever, or can't play. So that's the main question moving forward, is where's the pass rush?
Mike Schappel from RTV6 in Indianapolis, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Let's take a little bit of an in-depth look at one of the key weapons for the Indianapolis Colts. And no, we're not talking about running back Trent Richardson. And no, we're not talking about wide receiver Reggie Wayne or any of their talented tight ends. How about T.Y. Hilton, a diminutive wide receiver who came into his own last year? He's the big playmaker for the Colts in the passing game. And Ike Reese and Mike Quick break him down, our scouting report from the Game Plan Show.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at one of the Colts' explosive young wide receivers, T.Y. Hilton. You'll find him in the slot most times.
Like, he's in the slot because he'll catch the short passes and do some of the dirty work, but he's also their speed guy. Yeah. He really gets down the field. This particular play, you're going to get him on a crossing route, and he gets inside that corner, but in getting inside of him, he also picks off the linebacker. When the linebacker starts in his drop, he gets a natural pick and leaves a lot of space to run across the field. Look at the pick that he gets right here. Catch and run, and the guy's as fast as anybody in the game.
I tell you, it's difficult to do, but this is I think Brandon is going to have to find a way to disrupt this route coming off the line of scrimmage. You just can't allow him to run untouched, you know, through your defense.
I completely agree. The best thing you can do against this guy at the line of scrimmage is get physical with him at the line. Yeah. Don't give him those free releases up the field.
Big play here in the playoffs wild card game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You see Trips lined up to the left. T.Y.'s in the slot on the line.
Well, they're going to flood this outside zone. This what they want to do is get a high. They want to get a medium. They want to get a low on the outside. And T.Y. with the speed, looking at a two-deep zone, he's going to take advantage of this safety and all of this open space.
And I can tell you right now, Mike, this safety is already beat. With body position like that, he's not ready in case T.Y. is threatening his space, and that's exactly what happens.
He takes advantage of that opening in this two-deep zone with that speed and an excellent throw downfield by Andrew Luck.
You're going to watch him here against what most of us believe to be the best defense in the National Football League, defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. He takes advantage of their defense as well.
It's very similar route, Ike, flooding the outside zone. But this time, you've got a single high safety, and he's going to press that safety to the inside and go this time to the outside on a corner route. Very successful.
T.Y. Hilton is one of the most explosive players that the Eagles have faced all year long. They have to do a great job of trying to keep him corralled.
Well, thank you very much, guys. That will do it for today's Eagles 360. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us and hope you tune in again tomorrow at 5 o'clock as we count down the hours between now and kickoff as the Eagles get ready for the primetime game against the Indianapolis Colts. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.